Now, you've probably noticed that as I've been talking about these different cortexes, the visual cortex, the auditory cortex, the olfactory cortex, etc., I've been saying that these areas begin the processing of a variety of sensory information and so on. They don't really interpret these areas. For example, I'm going to use the example of seeing a stop sign. We all are familiar with the shape of a stop sign, the color of a stop sign. We're familiar with the fact that it says stop. There's a word written on the stop sign in white that says stop. Well, as your eyes look at a stop sign, the visual information, that information is going to travel on neurons to your visual cortex. And your visual cortex is going to say, it's going to organize what those impulses are saying, and it's going to give you the information that, in fact, you're seeing an octagon-shaped red object that has some white markings on it. It's not going to necessarily tell you that that's a stop sign. It's just going to say that it's an octagon-shaped red object with some white markings on it. That information then has to go on to what are called association areas and eventually to integrative centers in the brain in order to be interpreted, in order for you to make some sense of what that means. So, for you to know that, oh, an octagon-shaped red sign with the word stop on it means that I'm supposed to stop. Your visual cortex doesn't necessarily tell you that. So the information, once it's been, it's started to be processed in the cortexes, it's going to move to association areas. And these association areas are going to be near the cortexes in most cases. And the information is going to be refined. And then eventually, it will often and usually be moved to an integrative center, which is going to really make sense of what is being, what the information that's coming in. And so, for example, the somatosensory association area, if you take a look again on that picture, motor and sensory regions of the cerebral cortex, you'll see that the somatic sensory association area is depicted in light blue, and it's a much larger area, for example, than the postcentral gyrus or the primary sensory cortex, which is depicted in dark blue. So the information is first going to go to the primary sensory cortex, and again, this is information about touch, temperature, a variety, I think taste was in there as well, some other things, vibration, and it will originally be organized and begin to be processed in that primary sensory cortex. But then the information is sent to areas in the somatic sensory association area. And it's in these areas, and what this area will do is it'll monitor and interpret the information that arrives from the areas of the sensory cortex. Likewise, the visual association area, if you take a look on your picture, it's depicted in light green. It's close to the very dark green visual cortex. This area is going to monitor the patterns of activity in the visual cortex and interpret the results. It gives meaning to the images that are perceived in the visual cortex. So, for example, instead of just saying, oh, it's an octagon-shaped red object with white marks on it, it will start to compare that visual image with your memory of what that might be, and it'll compare it to that and say, oh my goodness, that's a stop sign. And the somatic motor, for example, as another example, sometimes also called the premotor association area, is shown in light pink, or kind of a pale orange. It's in front of the primary motor cortex. This one's kind of interesting. What this one does is it's responsible for coordination of learned movements. So your primary motor cortex can say to your, can make up the command, dribble the basketball across the court, but it's the somatic motor association area that stores the physical memory of how to dribble a basketball so that you don't have to logically think it out every step of the way. Okay, hit the ball, step forward, hit the ball. You know, it memorizes that pattern so that you can simply tap into that pattern and kind of plug in that pre-programmed set of movements. I also want to add in the auditory association area. It may not be on your list, and it's going to monitor the sensory activity in the auditory cortex and assigns meaning to what is heard. This is where you have things like word recognition, and this is important for speech, writing, math, computational skills, spatial learning, and so on.